I believe that everyone on this planet can be healed, but not everyone will. There are many people who feel comfortable being in their jail cell and don't actually want their shackles removed. It has to do with choosing the familiarity of suffering over choosing change, which is something that is extremely uncomfortable for them. There are also numerous forces, invisible and visible, that are working 24/7 to influence people to keep their shackles on and stay inside their jail cell. Hi, my name is Vicky Lynn, and welcome to the Higher Perspective Podcast, a show about seeing the truth to heal. In each episode, I explore the non-physical realms that make up most of reality to bring awareness to the importance of spiritual health, inner healing, and bioenergetics so that you can awaken to the truth of who you are. Hi everyone, welcome back to episode 17. With all that is going on in the world, it can be a very challenging time to be alive. People are being forced to confront their greatest fears by dealing with their personal life problems and all the terrible things that are happening in the world. The solution to all the suffering, chaos, and evil we are seeing is not going to come from the external physical realm. It will come from the internal spiritual realm. What I mean by this is people need to go within and do deep healing work on themselves to change their inner world. It is through changing the inner world that we can change the outer world. If enough people are willing to do that and be sincere about it, then I believe we can turn the situation we're in around. From speaking to people over the years, I have realized that there's a lot of misunderstanding over what healing is and how that process looks like. Unfortunately, due to all the misinformation spread on the internet, people either have unrealistic expectations of healing or they feel very confused about how to begin their personal healing journey. So, for this episode, I wanted to share my understanding of what healing is and how that process looks like. As always, my information comes from lived experiences of healing myself and helping others do the same. I hope what I cover in this episode will give you a whole new perspective on healing and encourage you to begin this very important process for yourself. Before I get into that, I want to share an exciting announcement on something I'm working on. Over the years, I've had people contact me saying they really need a private healing session, but due to their financial situation, it is not something they can pay for. Because of the amount of energy I use to do the healing work myself, it is not something I can reduce the price on. So, I have decided to offer monthly group healing sessions as a solution to this. Everyone in the group will be brought into one big energy field that I hold, and because everyone in the group will share similar blocks, wounds, and traumas due to resonance, those will be the issues that I will work on healing inside the field. Since power grows exponentially as more people come together, a lot can shift in group sessions. Each month, we'll come together for a 1 hour live group healing session, followed by a sharing circle where people have the opportunity to talk about their experiences if they want to and learn from one another. Then a couple weeks later, I will host a Q&A session to answer any questions people have from the things that have surfaced afterwards. I have learned from doing private healing sessions that people need a lot of support after the session when things start to surface for them. So this is why I've structured it this way. I'm currently working on building the membership portal on my website where the private community for this will be held. A common theme I've noticed is a sense of loneliness as people go through their healing and spiritual growth journey. My intention is to bring together people who are on a similar path so that it's not so lonely. Hopefully, with time, this community will grow to include other things such as doing healing work for the collective, planetary grid work, learning how to be a healer, and collaborating on projects where we physically build Lemuria here in the 3D. The first group healing session will be held in September. Since I'm building the website myself, I need a bit of time to get all the back-end technical stuff ready. If this is something you're interested in being a part of, I've included a link in the description where you can put your name on the mailing list and be notified when this goes live. If you have any questions, you can always email me. Otherwise, I would love to see you there and have you be a part of this. Okay, so let's start with clarifying what healing is. Healing is the process we go through to restore homeostasis in all the different levels of our body: the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Restoring homeostasis means bringing balance back into these four levels so that all the systems within the body can function properly again. Once that is achieved, then we can embody the highest aspect of our soul and live out our soul purpose here in the 3D world. We need to heal when we experience life events that injures us, because the trauma is what shocks our body out of alignment. Every trauma leaves behind wounds, but not all the wounds are visible. It's easy to understand how physical accidents and diseases can cause wounds that require healing, but the psychological, emotional, and spiritual wounds impacting the soul can be a harder concept for some people to grasp. Just because you can't see these invisible wounds doesn't mean they don't exist or that they don't affect you. As a matter of fact, I would say these invisible wounds are much more powerful than the visible ones. They can create a lot of problems in 3D life and keep people stuck in a perpetual state of suffering. So if you truly want to experience health, happiness, love, peace, and abundance in your life, you need to heal yourself. A common question I get asked is, why is it after doing healing work for so many years and trying every healing modality out there, I still feel stuck and can't seem to move forward? Or why is it that after receiving help from so many healers, I'm still struggling with my problem and continue to experience drama in my life? Well, the simple answer is the healing wasn't effective. Healing is really complicated. The reason it's complicated is because humans are complicated. The honest truth is there are not a lot of people out there providing healing work who really know what they're doing or understand that it takes a holistic approach to heal. In my own personal healing journey, I've gone through tons of practitioners and healers. I have learned most are not good at what they do. I think it has to do with the fact that knowledge has been compartmentalized. So when people go get a formal education in health, healing, and medicine, they are only ever taught one tiny part of a greater system. To be effective at healing, a person needs to know how the human body works on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level, regardless if they are a medical doctor or an energy healer, because all of those things are interconnected. A person needs to be well educated in many different subjects and then be able to integrate all that knowledge to form a holistic understanding of the human being. The other reason it has to do with applied skills. There are many people who have been born with natural healing gifts, but that in itself doesn't mean much if they don't put in the time and energy to develop them and learn how to use them properly in the real world. To be an effective healer, a person has to go through long-term training under an experienced human teacher and take the time to develop their diagnostic and healing skills. Proper education and training is needed before a person should make any attempts to heal others, Otherwise, they will do more harm than good. Due to conventional medicine and mainstream spirituality programming, along with social media culture, that is rarely ever the case anymore. Nowadays, people make all kinds of unsubstantiated claims about who they are and what they can do. If they know how to market themselves very well, their followers will believe everything they say without any question. Not everyone is doing that with ill intent, but people need to understand their words and actions have real consequences in the 3D. I have come across so many horror stories in my life. I can totally understand why there are people out there who don't take spirituality and healers seriously. Let me share a couple of stories. I was at a health retreat many years ago, and I got into a conversation with another woman there about soul retrievals. She confidently told me they don't work. I was curious why she felt that way, so asked her, how does she know they don't work? She told me another woman at the retreat said she performs soul retrievals and offered to do it for her for free, which she agreed to. My next question was, how exactly did this woman do the soul retrieval and what happened? Apparently, this woman drew circles in the air with her index finger like this. And after about 30 seconds, she said the soul retrieval was complete. The woman I was speaking to said she didn't feel anything during or after the 30-second process, so that's why she's convinced soul retrievals don't work. Now, anyone who has been properly trained to do soul retrievals will know that was not a soul retrieval. It's not that soul retrievals don't work. They do. They play an important part in healing trauma. It's just she got it done from someone who was a fraud without realizing it. The interesting thing is, I could tell the woman offering the soul retrievals was not intentionally trying to deceive others. She genuinely believed in her mind that she was performing soul retrievals and helping people. However, the reality was she wasn't doing anything and was actually giving people a very bad impression of spiritual healing work. I think her delusional thoughts may have something to do with her being a deeply traumatized person who was completely out of body. In my opinion, a good healer is someone who has successfully healed themselves and has become an embodiment of wholeness, love, and peace. If a healer had any real healing abilities, they would use them to heal themselves first and be a living example of their work. So if you ever wondered how to discern an authentic healer from a disingenuous one, just look at the condition that person is in physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The other story I'd like to share has to do with a man who's been an influencer in the alien disclosure community for more than a couple of decades. He claims to have enlightened contact with benevolent extraterrestrials and charges a couple hundred dollars for a 30-minute remote energy healing session. I met him in person at a conference and got a behind-the-scenes look at how he does energy healing. One time, another presenter at the conference who claimed to channel benevolent extraterrestrials called him on the phone and said she felt the presence of entities around her. She was scared and asked if he could do a clearing to get rid of them for her. Can you guess how he did it? After he hung up the phone, he said something along the lines of, "I call upon the Lyrans and ask you to go clear entities for this woman." That was it. I was so shocked, I literally asked him out loud, "That's it?" He said, "Yes, you just have to send the ETs and they will take care of it." Now, anyone who has been properly trained to perform entity removals will know that is not how they are done. And also, why would higher dimensional beings who are in their sovereignty take orders from a human like that? They would never. A high caliber human wouldn't even do that, let alone an evolved spiritual being in higher dimensions. I also had an opportunity to watch him do a paid remote healing session on a client who wanted to clear her soul wounds. Can you guess how he did that? Same thing. He called in another extraterrestrial race and asked them to clear all her soul wounds. Out of curiosity, I asked him afterwards what soul wounds this woman had. He gave me a blank stare and said, "It doesn't matter. They're all cleared now. She doesn't have any left." And he pretty much dismissed my question. I can assure you, after paying $200, that woman definitely still had soul wounds. I give these two examples because that is how a majority of people perform spiritual healing work nowadays and what you will commonly find online. It's usually done through intention, or it is done by calling in spiritual beings and asking them to do the healing work. The reason why people spend years healing themselves and don't get anywhere is because those techniques, if you can even call them that, is not how real healing work is performed. Healing is not as simple as just thinking something with your conscious mind and calling in archangels, extraterrestrials, and ascended masters to heal something for you. That is very new age, and honestly, from what I have seen, people who do that aren't actually healing anything. To give you a different perspective on how healing work is done, I will share my process with you. You may be familiar with my light language singing, but that is only half of what I do. The other half involves me projecting my consciousness into the person's energy field and overlaying myself onto their body. Essentially, I become that person, and this allows me to feel everything that's going on inside their body. Some examples of what I can feel include suppressed emotions, energy blockages, and pain, which can be an indication of physical disease or foreign embedded objects like nanotech implants. I can feel these things as if I have them in my own body, and as I clear them, the discomfort I feel in my body goes away. Because most people are disconnected from their body and have lost their sensitivity to feel, they don't really have the awareness to know what's going on inside of them. If they do, there is the issue of finding the right words to accurately describe to me what is wrong. When I overlay myself onto the person's body, I can feel exactly what is wrong and where the issue is located without having them explain it to me. One of the benefits of doing it this way is my heightened sensitivity allows me to feel things the person may not even be aware they have, and I can clear it for them before it densifies into a physical problem, which would be much harder to resolve. If I'm working on healing physical issues, then I project my consciousness into the area of the body where the person is having the problem, and I look to see what is causing it. To fix the problem, whether it is a physical or spiritual one, I use the tones that come through my voice as I sing in light language and my own hands to perform etheric surgery. I literally put my hands into the energy body of the person and make the changes myself. This is why after a healing session, I can provide a detailed explanation of the person's situation. It's because I am the one actually going in there and doing the healing work myself so I can see it all. Another reason why people spend years healing and continue to struggle with their problem is because they're not addressing the underlying root cause of it. When people work on healing a problem, they usually just tackle the superficial symptoms, not the root cause. Problems are similar to weeds. You can cut off the top of a weed using fancy gardening tools, but if you don't dig out the entire root system, it will grow back time and time again. A majority of people approach healing this way, where they just cut off the top of the weed. Since the root is still there, it just grows back. This applies to all problems, whether they are physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. The healing work I do is focused on eliminating the root cause of a problem. It takes more time, energy, and work to do that, but it is what produces permanent results in 3D life. From what I have come across so far, the root cause is usually related to unhealed trauma and all the suppressed emotions and limiting subconscious beliefs formed out of that traumatic experience. Those things are not that easy to heal because it takes a certain level of skill to access the deeper levels of the body, mind, and soul where those things are stored. Another thing to consider is how deep the root has grown. When people have chronic problems, a lot of times it can be traced back to childhood issues. Also, because the soul is eternal and multidimensional, the problems we experience in this present life can sometimes be a result of unhealed issues carried over by the soul from other lifetimes in other worlds. They can sometimes also be inherited from ancestors going really far down the lineage. So even though a problem might appear as a simple modern-day issue, it might actually be something the soul has been suffering with for a really long time. The longer the soul has had a problem for, the deeper the root will be, and therefore, more time and work will be needed to heal it. For this reason, it's not realistic to expect to permanently heal from all your problems just after one healing session. Some people will tell you healing can be instantaneous, but I personally don't think that is realistic for humanity at this time. This has to do with the fact that we live in a world of density where time is needed to change matter. If we were purely energetic beings without a physical body, then it's possible for healing to be instantaneous. But as physical beings living in a 3D world, our dense bodies need time to integrate energetic changes before we will start to see things shift in the physical realm. After I do a healing session on someone, there is something called an integration period that comes afterwards. The integration period is the time it takes for the person's body to fully assimilate the energetic healing work I did on them and change. Because people are often dealing with lifetimes of unhealed issues, they are usually carrying very dense energy around them that can feel like a wall of rocks to me. The density acts like a barrier that blocks the healing frequencies from reaching the body, mind, and soul. This barrier needs to be broken down before the person can actually receive the healing frequencies and begin to heal. I have found it takes, on average, 3 to 5 days to dissolve this barrier in most people before they will physically start to feel the effects of the healing work I did on them during the session and begin the actual process of healing or integration period. The thicker this barrier is, the more dense the person is considered to be. Being more dense means it will take more time and work to heal. The integration period is similar to the recovery phase a person goes through after undergoing a surgical operation. It can take anywhere from a week to a few months, or sometimes even a year or longer. During the integration period, a lot of things can surface. I hold space for the person to move through the hardest part of their transformation and energetically take on the overflow, which is whatever the person is unable to process on their own, and transmute it myself. I also provide support by answering any questions that come up and give encouragement for the person to keep going when things get really tough. I think people don't realize the healing doesn't just happen during the 1 hour session. It actually continues on for quite some time after the session is over. I do my best to provide support during the toughest part of the integration period, but it's important to understand the individual has to be willing to do the personal work needed afterwards to integrate the healing work I've done and transform. Many people think healing is an easy, quick, and blissful experience, but that is not true at all. Real healing is actually a very uncomfortable experience that requires all the pain, fears, and inner darkness that's been suppressed to be brought up and face consciously. As you can imagine, that process can be quite ugly. However, if you find the courage to move through it with total presence, you will eventually arrive at a place where you can feel that spark of light within yourself again, and that will make it all worth it. Another reason why people heal for a long time but don't experience any real change is because they aren't clearing the energetic imprints connected to their problem. You can think of energetic imprints as vibrational patterns left behind from an experience or event. Even though the actual experience or event may have passed, the presence of these imprints can continue to influence people on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. This keeps them stuck in that experience energetically, where they will continue to manifest symptoms as if they are still experiencing that event. Let me give you an example so you can understand what I mean by this. Let's say a person experienced sexual abuse as a child and has unhealed trauma. By the time they become an adult, the abuse may be a thing of the past, but the person might still not feel quite right inside. The physical wounds may have healed, and the person might have even gone to therapy to deal with the psychological damage, appearing to be healed by conventional healthcare standards. However, if you dig a little deeper, you will likely find that the person is still struggling with problems or symptoms that resemble the initial trauma. Examples might be anxiety, raging anger, trust issues, dissociation where they are not grounded in reality and constantly out of body, restless sleep, recurring nightmares, a pattern of getting into romantic relationships with abusive partners, or physical health issues such as high blood pressure, painful periods if it's a woman, and erectile dysfunction if it's a man. I've actually done healing sessions on people like this, and what I found is when I go into their sacral chakra and reproductive organs, there will be energetic imprints held there that was left behind from the abuse. The soul will show me the story of what happened, and I will feel all the emotions connected to that story as if the abuse was happening right now. Because time doesn't exist in the spiritual realm, the soul doesn't know the abuse was something that happened many decades ago. The presence of these energetic imprints give the soul the impression the abuse is still happening. So the body, mind, and soul will keep producing symptoms in response to that experience. The energetic imprints are like instructional codes in a program that continuously play the story of trauma on repeat, and it won't stop until they are all deleted. Energetic imprints are essentially invisible shackles that keeps the soul locked in bondage and stuck in a state of trauma indefinitely. Because the imprints exist in the spiritual realm as pure energy, they are invisible to most people and therefore they rarely ever get addressed. To truly move beyond the trauma and heal all the symptoms connected to it, the energetic imprints have to be cleared. There are a lot of wonderful programs out there to help people heal physically. There are also a lot of great psychotherapy techniques that can help people change their negative thought patterns and reprogram their mind to heal on a mental level. There are good embodiment practices that can help people release their emotions. But the one area that always gets overlooked is clearing these energetic imprints at the spiritual level. So if you've tried many things and have been healing for a long time but still feel stuck with your problem, energetic imprints might be the missing link. Because everyone's situation is different, it's not really possible for me to create a universal protocol with defined steps that people can follow to heal themselves. When it comes to healing, everyone's journey will be different, even if they have the same problem. If I were to provide some tips on how to start, I would say the first thing you need to do is understand what your problem is really about and then figure out what is truly causing it. Each problem is unique and made up of a different percentage combination of the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level of the body. In order to genuinely heal a problem, all four of those levels have to be looked at and addressed individually because they all interconnect. The combined improvement in all those four levels is what brings genuine healing to a problem and ensures the results are permanent. This means if you are suffering from excruciating pain in your body, the answer is not just going to come from addressing it at the physical level using health supplements, for example. You will also need to look at the mental, emotional, and spiritual level because they are likely contributing to the pain as well. Another example is entities. If you are dealing with an entity issue, you can't only address it at the spiritual level. You need to also look at the emotional, mental, and physical level of the body because those things play a role in creating entity issues as well. If you have a background in health, healing, and medicine, you will know that each of those levels are extremely complex on their own and can branch out to dozens of other things that are equally complex. If you're looking to heal on your own, which is not really something I recommend, especially if you're new at this, I would suggest you pick one of those levels you feel is the main source of your problem and start learning everything you can about it. For the physical level, you can look into undiagnosed infections, toxicity, electromagnetic radiation poisoning, nutritional deficiencies, and structural issues. Due to the times we are in and the progression of the biodigital convergence, I would say nanotechnology, human augmentation, and DNA modification are also very relevant topics that need to be considered when working on the physical level. For the mental level, you can explore things like psychological programming, subconscious limiting beliefs, shadow work, and journaling to develop self-awareness. For the emotional level, you can try things like creative expression, embodiment practices, inner child work, and healing trauma. For the spiritual level, things you can work on include ancestral healing, soul wounds acquired from other lifetimes, entity issues, removing etheric implants, and clearing blockages in your bioenergetic system. If all that sounds overwhelming, it's because a lot is involved when it comes to healing. Healing is not as simple as taking health supplements, speaking affirmations every day, or doing visualization meditations. It's about restoring balance in the four levels of your body by doing all the things I just listed. I know this because this is what it took for me to successfully heal myself, and it's what I do with people in private sessions to produce real change. If you're wondering if you really need to work with a healer, I think the answer depends on where your level of awareness, knowledge, and skill set is at. There are spiritual people who continuously repeat sayings like, you don't need external help, you can heal yourself, and that everything you need is within. While there is some truth to those sayings, if you're very blocked, deeply traumatized, and you don't have the knowledge, abilities, skills, and life experience to understand the problem you have, then how exactly do you expect to heal yourself? You wouldn't be able to do that. You have to be realistic about your limitations and know when you need to ask for help from others who have knowledge and abilities you don't have. There are many things people cannot do for themselves, at least not until they develop particular skills and have reached a certain level of clarity within themselves. This is why I feel a majority of people need external help to heal. Healers act as a catalyst in your healing journey. They speed up your progress and help you achieve results much faster and with less pain than if you were to do it yourself. This is because experienced healers have a wealth of knowledge gained from walking a similar path over many years. They've made all the painful mistakes and have gained wisdom from that, so you don't have to go through it yourself. Healers also help you see things about yourself you cannot see and or refuse to see. Everyone has blind spots. It's a natural limitation of human consciousness. A good healer is someone who has expanded their consciousness beyond where yours is at and can therefore point things out to you that you don't have the awareness to notice yourself. You know that saying, you don't know what you don't know? If you're not aware of something, you won't be able to heal it because you don't know you have that problem. It's not something you would even think to look for because you don't even know it exists. There's also the wounded ego, which is the aspect within people that puts up resistance, is in denial of the truth, and thinks it knows more than everyone else. Those things interfere with a person's ability to heal and reach higher levels of spiritual growth. People generally will not admit to having a wounded ego, but it's something that is extremely common in humanity, including those who claim to be spiritual. Another thing is healers don't actually do all the work for you, especially when the root cause of the problem is being eliminated. If a healer is just cutting the tops off the weeds for you, then yes, you probably don't have to do anything. The reason why they can't do it all for you is because the healer is not the one living your life. You are. To be more specific about what I mean, when it comes to fixing your physical health, you are the one who has to make the lifestyle changes. This can be things like buying fresh produce and cooking all your meals at home, ordering health supplements, doing a detox protocol, and getting up to exercise every day. A healer can make those suggestions, but cannot do those things for you because they are not the one living your day-to-day life. Another example is doing inner work to change your beliefs. It's your consciousness that came up with those limiting beliefs. The healer can point them out to you, but they can't change your beliefs for you because they're not the one occupying your mind and forming those beliefs. You are. Working with a healer is more like a partnership where you work as a team, doing different things, and heal a problem together. I like to use the analogy of the soul being locked in a jail cell to explain what I mean by this. When I do healing work, what I'm doing is taking the shackles off of the soul, opening the jail door, and providing the instructions on how to make it out safely. The person still has to take the steps with their own two feet and walk out there by following the instructions I gave. I help take the shackles off by clearing all kinds of things at the spiritual level and then doing the healing work needed to restore their divine architecture so they are in a condition where they can actually walk out of the jail cell. Unfortunately, due to fear, not everyone will take those steps, and due to the ego, not everyone will follow the instructions. Another thing is, an important part of the healing process involves the need to feel our emotions through our physical nervous system. That is how we effectively process energy at the 3D level and what embodiment is about. When I transmute energy for someone, I am helping to lessen the load for them so that when they start doing the work of confronting their fears and feeling their emotions, it's not going to be so intense that it ends up literally killing them. You do not have to work with a healer if you have the time and energy to learn and figure it all out for yourself. The role of a healer is to assist you with what you cannot do for yourself and guide you on a path they've already walked many, many times before. I believe that everyone on this planet can be healed, but not everyone will. There are many people who feel comfortable being in their jail cell and don't actually want their shackles removed. It has to do with choosing the familiarity of suffering over choosing change, which is something that is extremely uncomfortable for them. There are also numerous forces, invisible and visible, that are working 24/7 to influence people to keep their shackles on and stay inside their jail cell. You have to be a really strong person to break away from that and choose something different for yourself. As long as people continue to choose to stay in bondage, whether they are conscious of it or not, things will continue to stay the same in this world. I hope the work that I do and the information I share in my podcast will speak to a deeper aspect of your soul and inspire you to genuinely heal, because I am here to co-create a new harmonious world, and I can't do that by myself. I need people like you to do it with me. I'll see you in the next episode.